What is going on, podcast listeners? New here for another episode. Today, I want to talk about what makes a good business model. Now, friend of a friend reached out to me and said, hey, I'm considering getting into the home service space. I'm working 9 to 5, I want out. And I've been reading content on home services. What about this model? What do you think about this? And I ended up chatting with him and gave him some feedback on what I thought actually makes a good business model. And it was completely different from what he was actually going to go with. And I wanted to talk about that because I think it would help a lot of people out. And I'm approaching this from my opinion, but also from, I guess, my knowledge in private equity and what everyone's looking for in terms of what's an actual good business model or not. Here's the truth. Not all business models are made equal. It's just the reality, right? Like, yes, you can make a lot of money with some models, but that doesn't mean it is a good business model. So I'm going to break this down. And again, my opinion, I think it's a good model. And I'm specifically going to talk about what I know, which is home services. So the way I think about business model is you have two options. Either have high ticket amount and low recurring. Option one, let's say it again. High single ticket amount and low recurring. Or you have low ticket amount and high recurring. Both of those models are good. Let me explain. Let's go with low ticket amount, high recurring. That's like residential cleaning. The ticket amount is under 200, 300 bucks per job, which is, I consider, low ticket amount. But it's recurring, right? Homes get dirty all the time. You're going to need to get the place cleaned somewhat frequently. That is a good business model, in my opinion. Let's do the inverse of that. What if you were low ticket amount, low recurring? Carpet cleaning, rug cleaning, residential pressure washing. These are very like individualized jobs, which are maybe $200, $300, maybe $400 per time. But it's very rare things you need to get done. For example, I've seen a business, the business that my buddy was talking about was a dry lint removal company. Like they come to your house and blow out your dryer in order to get all the lint out, which is very necessary to do. However, how often are people getting that done? Not very often at all, right? And it's a low ticket service. I try to stay away from anything which is low ticket, low recurring. The only way it works, in my opinion, is if you stack that service along with a lot of other low ticket, low recurring services. For example, if you're like, well, my company does dryer repair and we have an upsell where we also do dry or vent cleanup. That's okay, right? Because you can kind of stack them together. Not what I advise. I typically advise just trying to do one service. Just pick one for ease. But that's one option of what you can do. Next, let me talk about the flip side of what I mentioned, which is a high ticket, low recurring. This is also a good business model, in my opinion. Think about painting. Think about HVAC, which is like air conditioning or dryers. These are all higher ticket items, meaning plus $1,000 per job done. Right. However, it is very low recurring. Typically, it's extremely hard to find any high ticket, high recurring. Like, I just, it doesn't exist, right? Who's going to pay a very high amount on a recurring basis? It doesn't exist. But think about painting, for example. And I remember talking to a business coach a couple years ago, and he said if he was going to start a home service business, he would start painting because all you need to do is be really good at marketing and sales. That's basically it. It's one-time jobs. There's rarely upsells. It's not a recurring customer base. Just be really, really good at marketing and good at sales, and you're going to get the job. And then these are high-ticket jobs. So anything which could fall into this category in home service, a lot of it is repair stuff. It could be like HVAC repair, HVAC insulation, gutters. Like I said, painting, roofing. Like there's a lot of things which are, by the way, I don't recommend going into anything which requires trades or licensing or has a ton of liability like roofing, but that's just an example of very high ticket, one-off type service. Those are great business models, in my opinion. I like those a lot. Right? Those are the two options I think about when it comes to home services that you can't pick. And I already mentioned the ones to avoid. Do not go into low ticket, low recurring. There's no point unless you just want to learn. Why not? The next advice I would give is try to find as much as you can a need to have service. This is not always possible in home services. Let's say there's a recession, right? And if someone would be like, whoa, it's a recession. I've lost money. I'm going to go get my dryers cleaned out. Like, of course they're not going to do that. They're just going to stall that as long as possible. There's some things which are need to haves. An example of this, Airbnb cleaning. That's what we do. It's a need to have. If a guest is coming, you got to get the place cleaned. It's just a fact. That's what you need. If someone's moved out, you got to get the place cleaned for the next tenant. sometimes if you get into commercial type stuff or business to business, maybe then some of these other services can also be need to have. For example, you might get into like commercial carpet cleaning and then they need it done every single month or something like that. And they have to do it because it's based on contract and place gets dirty too much because the storefront, who really knows? Those ones are okay then, right? As long as you can try to find a need to have service, what you're doing with the business model, that's fantastic. Now, it's not always needed, right? You can easily combat that where maybe you have a nice to have service, which honestly is most home services, but you're just really good at sales and you're really good at marketing. So you always have customer leads coming in. That works as well. And then another example of a need to have service, locksmith or plumbing. If someone's locked out of their home, it doesn't really matter. They have to get their home unlocked, right? That's a need to have service, no matter if there's a recession or not. If your toilet doesn't work at home, that's a need to have service. You actually have to get that thing fixed. So there are quite a few of these. And like I talked to someone recently who's doing drywall repair. You wouldn't think it. That is an individualized service. And it's a need to have service. If you have a massive hole in your wall and you're staring at it every single day, you're going to want to get that damn thing fixed, right? That's another good need to have service. So that's how I think about how to analyze a good business model at NUMS. Now, the other small piece I want to talk about, and look, I know if you're listening to this, either you have an existing business or you're thinking about getting into the game, you just want cash flow. Eventually, you are going to want to exit your business, right? When you exit, some things are more valuable to the buyer than other. I'll give an example. Someone recently wanted to sell me his cleaning company. It was in Florida and I was looking into it for one of my franchisees to see if we wanted to buy it or not. And when I looked at it, obviously it was a small business. I didn't even care about the one-time customers. I just said, hey, I'm only going to value this thing based off the recurrent customer contracts you have. That's it. And if I look back at like my private equity days, all they care about, all buyers really care about is recurring revenue. Now you might be thinking, oh crap, well, my business is all one time. That's okay. As long as you could prove that the business is repeatable, there's reoccurring revenue in it. Then over time, the buyer would be able to value that based off your reoccurring revenue as well. But my point being is not all revenue is made equal. Recurring revenue is worth a lot more, right? So whatever business model just lets you capture recurring revenue as well, upon exit, that's also going to be worth more as well. So hopefully that gives you a little bit of insight into the thinking around what's a good business model or not. Hope you got some value, and I will catch you next week.
Thanks again for listening, guys. There are two ways I could help you out. Number one is with May This Franchise. If you want to get into business but don't want to go at it alone, we have you covered with everything from A to Z. Check out madethisfranchise.com to start your own remote local business. The next is with the Remote Local Blueprint, which is a course I launched to teach you the foundations of starting your own remote local business in any niche. It's do-it-yourself at your own pace, and you can check that out at blueprint.beremotelocal.com.